great Torah, Rabbinavicki.
You know where Rabbinavicki is? It's Rosh Yeshiva in Aruch Chaim, Queens. Him and Rabbi Landor are the Rosh Yeshivas. And he's a very big, he's a Talmud of the Rav, he's a very big gong. And he had a beautiful mahalach on Hakka, which I want to share with you. There's a shiva. Now, usually Hakel is done during Sukkot, last Sukkot of Shemitah year, okay? Usually it's done on the first day of Chol HaMoed, okay? Of Shemitah of Sukkot. And most people think that the mitzvah is to hear the king, the melech, read from different portions of Sefer Torah, okay? Which is true. That is certainly, I would say, a major part of the mitzvah. But what Rabbinavicki Shlita wanted in Kaddish is not only is that the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to gather everyone together. Like the word, Hakel, gather everyone together. And that is actually part of the actual mitzvah, is to gather everyone together. So the mitzvah is not just to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is to actually gather everyone together. In fact, do you have any idea where the Rambam discusses Hilchos Hakel? It's a little bit of a hard question, geography-wise. The Rambam discusses Hilchos Chagiga. Hilchos Chagiga. Chagiga is, you know, what is closer to Golem. But in Hilchos Chagiga, he kind of discusses the mitzvah of Hakel. And he actually says, mitzvah lahakil. It's a mitzvah to gather the nation. So what the Ksav Sofer says very beautifully in the drush is amazing. He says if a guy goes to this image for Olam HaRegel, and he had in mind just to be Olam HaRegel for Kavanas, he has to go back home and come again specifically only for Hakel. Isn't that amazing? Because mitzvah srikas Kavana, and even if you all mitzvah ain't srikas Kavana, but if you have Kavana for a different mitzvah, you're in trouble. So Aliyah HaRegel is considered to be a separate mitzvah than Hakel. So what we want to point out from Rabbinavicki is that the Kiddush of Hakel is not just what? To hear the Kriyas HaTorah different portions of Sefer Torah from the Melech, but it also is to gather everyone together. And that is the mitzvah, to gather everyone together. And the Chinuch writes, the Feirush mitzvah Tofer Yudveis, this mitzvah is the Zvanshi Yisrael Alav Lason, when we're living in Eretz Yisrael. It applies to both men and women. And you're supposed to bring the what? You're supposed to bring the kids in order that they'll get scarred. You're supposed to bring the kids as well at the top. So this mitzvah is a fascinating mitzvah. And who is chayiv to gather everyone together? Who is the one that's chayiv to gather everyone together? So the mitzvah actually writes, I'm sorry, the Malbim actually writes, it's my place, the Malbim, the Ksam Sofer, and the Kedusha. Either the mitzvah is on Beis Din or on the Melech. Okay? Forgot who says what. I think the Malbim says Beis Din, and the Kedusha, Ksam Sofer, and Sofer says the Melech. But they have a key to gather everyone together. The Malbim have a key to gather everyone together, and that is the fascinating mitzvah. What'd you say? I believe the Ksav Sofer says it's upon the Melech, and then the Malbim says it's upon Beis Din. Whatever it is what we want to be mechadish. It's not just the mitzvah to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, but the mitzvah is actually the gathering. Like the Rambam, it's mitzvah hakil. Yes, and the Malbim says it's on the Beis Din. But the mitzvah is not just to hear it. You see, you got to go to shul and hear Shabbat Parshas Sofer. Okay? So going to shul is what? It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? It's hearing Zohar, right? Going to shul is a hechsher to be a shul to the mitzvah, right? Here we're saying not that way. Here we're saying the mitzvah is lahakil, is to gather everyone together, and that everyone gets together, and also here's the kriya from Maisa. In fact, this would be Masbara Rambam Aryeh, and Rambam is an interesting Rambam. Rambam says there in Eschagigia, if you get a chance to take a look, you know what the Rambam says? The Kovach Mefarshim, you take off the Chumash in your Azriel. You know, maybe you get a chance to take a look. But the Rambam writes, let's say you get there late and you're all the way in the back of the Azara. and you can't hear the king. He says, you're still Yotzei Mitzvah. How are you still Yotzei Mitzvah? You can't even hear the king's words. What the greatest acclaim. What do you think the mitzvah is? Because you gathered everyone together. Excellent. Because you were part of the gathering. Well said. And excellent, guys. That's why you go to the mitzvah. Yes, Nate.
So this past Sukkot, they did it. And by the quotes, they had like 30,000 people. And you think that they were all...
Yeah, that's not the real hot.
No, but they still gathered.
Yes, so that's true.
Were they able to fulfill that part of it?
It seems like it's only when Almighty said...
It's only when you have the whole...
It seems like they have Shemitah and Atayra, I think. Yeah. When you have Shemitah and Atayra, then you have the mitzvah of your eyes of Hakka. But, you know, that yes, that wasn't the real mitzvah, but you're right.
Right.
The real mitzvah of Christ was on there, and we have Shemitah and Atayra, same in your eyes. So it seems like... Even if a guy came late and couldn't hear, it's still Yitzchak was part of the queue. In fact, Rav Aaron Kovler Zatzal, the Yishus Rav Aaron, the great Gaon, he's bothered by, you know, the Gemara says someone is coming late, he can't go into the Azara, so he stands outside. He's not the Yotz in the Mitzvah Hakel. Bless him. He's punted from the Mitzvah Hakel. Why should he be punted from the Mitzvah Hakel? Why can't you stand outside and maybe you can still hear it? You know, it's a strange thing. Why is someone coming late punted from Haka. Just go to the very edge and you know, don't go in and you can hear. Exactly. The answer is regarding covers, that's always that the bottom line is that you're not considered to be gathered in until you get into the Azara. I mean, if the student says the Rabbanon, we read the Torah, the Velk reads it in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rabbanon really can read it all of Yerushalayim. But the bottom line is, we're saying part of the nature of the Mitzvah Yoreis is to be gathered in, to be part of the Azara. It's to be gathered in Mamish. Yes, Nate.
So a deaf person can fulfill Hakel?
No.
I mean, no. He's gathering.
You're right, but you have to be someone that's really small to work system. Yeah. Good question. So, comes out. See, Tosas argues. Tosas says, if you don't hear, places like Yigas says, if you don't hear the mouth reading, you're not Yotzeh. Mamish says that. But that's against the Rambam. Rambam says the Yotzeh. So, what happens if the first day of Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos, which does not happen in our calendar, with Hillel HaShemi's calendar, but it used to happen in the Makadosh HaPiriyah, you know, in the old days. The first day of Chol HaMoed cannot be Shabbos in our calendar. But it can be when the Makadosh HaPiriyah. Anything can happen in the Makadosh HaPiriyah, right? So what would they do if the first day of Chol HaMoed came out on Shabbos? They would push off Hakel to Sunday. Why? So you know what the Rambam says? The Rambam says because they have to blow the chatzotzros. Part of the ceremony of Hakel is blowing of trumpets. You familiar with the concept of chatzotzros? Chatzotzros are always blown in the Beis HaMikdash every day. Mishnah is saying Tomid, Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. They were part of the Korbanos process. But there was also part of the process in the ceremony of Hakel, they blow chatzotzros as well. And since chatzotzros is part of the ceremony, you can't blow them on Shabbos. Right? So what do? You push it off to Sunday. Now the Ravid says, that's not the reason. Why do you push it off to Sunday? Because they had to build a bima. Why do they have to build a bima? Rambam himself says, why do they have to build a bima? Because the Rambam had to stand on a podium, or sit on a podium, to be able to project, so you have to be higher.
You can build it before Shabbos.
Excellent, excellent, Nate. But Yushalmi asked that kasha. Yushalmi answered because they needed the room. It would take up too much room. So they only built it on that day they used it, because it was excellent kasha. They built on that day they used it. You can't build on Shabbos. Ain't bonin for Shabbos. You can't have a bidding. So whatever it is, you do it on Sunday. Either because it's also like the Rambam, or either like the Bima, like the Raya. Yes, go ahead.
They had a lot of the windows there.
What did you say?
They had a lot of lishkos there, like chambers, a lot of storage.
In the Azara they didn't. In the actual Azara.
Like next to it.
They're for what? For what?
Like a storage.
No, it's a huge thing. The Bima was huge. It took up a lot of room. They built it only for that day. And then they took it apart. So, Lamaisa, why is it that the Chatzotros... You know, are you familiar with the famous principle Hitchus Mimikdash? What does Hitchus Mimikdash mean? You ever heard of that?
It's not
Rabbanu. Excellent. No Rabbanu Jewish in Beis. So I understand. Blowing your shoulders in Yisid Rabbanu. Why don't they say Hitchus Mimikdash? Because the Rambam says they blew it in all Yerushalayim. They didn't blow it in the mikdash because it wasn't part of the ceremony of Karbanos, which was the Karbanos ones were blown where? In the mikdash and the Azara. But the ones from Yerushalayim, which was a gathering blow, that was Takadon Yerushalayim outside the mikdash. Now, I asked whether they were in the Vicky, but the Rambam has a famous shita that all of mikdash is all of Yerushalayim, the old city. Remember I mentioned that to you? Rambam has a shita that all of the old city is where it comes from mikdash. Remember I said that's why you should shake a lulav any day at Cholomoy to the Miss Mikdash? Remember who said that? Remember that? You ever in Eretz Yisrael about the Uri Yaakov says you should shake the lulav in the Miss Mikdash? Because all you should want is Miss Mikdash. Put two Rambams together. Shinei Teila, number one, and what else? Shinei Teila, and what else? What's number two?
Yishan Mikdash.
What'd you say?
Yishan is like Mikdash.
And Shinei Teila and Yerushalayim is considered the base of Mikdash, the whole old city. So I said, here you don't say that. So he said, Ancient Mikdash, we don't consider it Yerushalayim for Ancient Mikdash, only for the purpose of shaking a lulav. For different dinim, we consider all of the old city like Yerushalayim for shaking a lulav, but not for the purpose of Ancient Mikdash. So because you're blowing the shofar, the Daf Gautzen, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this too. Rav Moshe gives the same answer. And since the Chatzotros were what? Since the Chatzotros were done in Shalayim, not in Mikdash, you don't say it's just in Mikdash because it's done in Shalayim. So therefore, Melisa, you don't have that head there of ancient Shalayim Mikdash, and therefore you delay it till Sunday. Okay? If you delay it till Sunday. You got me? Remember, the dictionary, you put it on the table, on the story, the dictionary. Okay, show you. Put it on the table, yeah, or the next thing. So what do you see? Am I see? You see the Feirish, and I want to point out to you, amazing finish. What is the difference in the blows between Chatzotzos of Hakel and Chatzotzos of normal Karbanos process that we used to do in the Ole Revel? What's the difference? Hakel was only a Tkia, but in the ceremony of the Karbanos, it was Tkia, true Tkia. It was Tekiah, true Tekiah. In fact, when it says you gather the nation together, it says Takiyu, it says Takiyu lo Tariyu. What's the difference? The difference is because in order to get guys going and gather, all you need is a blow, right? Something's more formal in a different mitzvah, then it's Tekiah, true Tekiah. Okay? In fact, that whole discussion of the Shum Achas, I think we discussed it, remember? Whether you do one Shum Achas or Shnei Shumas, when you do Kashrat, right?
Before Shema.
You do two Neshima, one Neshima. So before Musa, if you do one Neshima for the Shvarim Tshuva. After Musa, in the Chazar Shabbat, you do Shnei Neshimas. Remember we discussed that? The Shvarim Tshuva, is it one Neshima or two Neshimas? That actually comes from the Chatzotros in the Korbanos. That you do on Yontif. That whole discussion comes from that. But the blows, the blasts for Hakel are just what? A way to gather everyone together. That's why it's only a one Tkia. Rambam doesn't say, you know what else the Rambam? You know what else the Rambam says? The Rambam never mentions the Kohanim have to blow by Hakel. What's the answer? What's the answer? Because it's not part of an avoda of Karbanos, you follow me? Which would have to be done by the Kohanim.
Aren't they also doing an avoda? They're getting called up there. It can be done.
In Hakel, it's not considered to be what an avoda of the Kachin, of Karbanos, so even non-Kohanim can do it. Whereas the Chatzotros that are done for the Karbanos, that daft has to be done by the Kohanim. Okay? And then a further Nakuda. What's a further Nakuda? Further Nakuda is amazing. What does it say in the Chumash the Chatzotros have to be? The Gemara says in the Nakas, the Nachafes. What material do the trumpets have to be made of? Silver, excellent, silver. Yes? So Tosis is very bothered by it, but there's a Tosefta that says the Chatzotros for Hakel were made of what? Gold. How do those two things square? So one of the answers of Tosis is that only the Chatzotros of Moshe had to be silver. Only the Chatzotros of Moshe had to be silver. Chatzotros Ledoros, whether they're for Kachim or whether for Hakel, can be made of gold, of a different material. But according to the Rambam, it works beautifully. You don't have to say that. For all Doros, and this is rebuilt in the Duke of Onus, what do the Chatzotros have to be made from? put it after the Beit Hamikdash. What door to door? Silver. But the chatzotzos of Hakel are not made from silver. They're a different thing. They're made of gold. That's what the Tosefta says. And that's what the Rambam writes. See, according to Tosefta, he says only chatzotzos of Moshe made from silver. There's no difference in Hakel and the chatzotzos for the Prabhans. They're the same thing. No, according to Rambam, it's a separate thing. According to Rambam, it's a separate thing. Chatzotzos of Hakel is different than chatzotzos of what? Of the Shlosh Rezalim and the Prabhans. This is a Chiddush, guys. You don't even talk about much. Hakel and Chatzotzos, amazing. You follow me? So the Melech is Mechuyev. The Melech is Mechuyev to read, and everyone's got to listen. And anyone's parked up from the Mechia of appearing is parked from Hakel, except for women, young children, and an Aral. An Aral is also kind of Hakel. From a Mace is parked up from appearing, and also parked from Hakel. What about a Tumtum and a Driganus? You know what a Tumtum is, didn't you? You don't know the Simonim. And a Driganus is a Volk and Chayim. Okay. Very important thing. Now,
why wouldn't they be?
I think the Gemara had Zach, you needed to be a Zachar almost. It doesn't make sense, right, I guess, because women are Mechuyev too. I don't remember. The Gemara has a Drasha. In Chagiga, the beginning of Chagiga. All the Dinam of Hakam, the Dinam of Sech Chagiga. Now, people got Talmud. Yes, yes, they are Pukka. They are anyone, what you say?
They are Chai and Hakka?
No. Jews are Chai and Hakka. That's correct. So they're not always the same dinner. Okay? Generally, say anyone's Pukka for me is Pukka from Hakka, except for women. Except for women, Tafa, Arl. Atom is Pukka from Hakka. But Jews from Jews is Chai. I don't remember what the dinner is like. I don't remember. You gotta look. Because you see another distinction. Okay, let's continue now. We said it was the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Halacha L'maaseh. Why is it Rashi and Tosfos Pilfer, why don't you read it on Yom Tov itself? You know? Alright, that's a question that you deal with, guys. We have to look that up, why that's so.
Can it be the same reason you don't go to Shabbos?
I would imagine the right building. I like that. Very good. I like that. The building, right. And also the blowing. The blowing is not.
Yeah.
Also, well said. Now, the Melech would read, okay. Now, is it Dafka the Melech? What happens if there's no Melech? It's all shawl, they did not fulfill this mitzvah, right? If you hold, you need Dafka Melech. And if the Shkiluk says he doesn't think it's Dafka Melech, it means a Gadol Ador. When there's no Melech, the Gadol Ador should do it. What happens? You have two kings, Melech Yehuda, Melech Yisrael. They have a suffix who comes first. Now, I want to describe to you how it was read. They blew the chatzotzos, they gathered everyone in, they brought in the beam who was made of wood. They all stood in the Azara, and the Melech went up there and sat there, and he read about the city. Everyone gathered together. The Taz and the Knesset took the Sefer Torah, gave it to Rosh HaKnesses. Rosh HaKnesses gave it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. Skan Kohen Gadol gave it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol gave it to the Melech. They're passing the Torah from these Gedolim for to show its beauty. Then the Melech, after he was sitting, would stand up to receive it. If he wants, he could sit. Okay? But it's better if he read it while he's standing, Harez in the Shuvah. And therefore he would read, he would say a bracha, and he would read like the God in Aliyah. Now where would he read from? Let's get this. He would read from the beginning of Eilat Dvarim, you with me? Until the end of Shema. He would skip the Bahayim Shavala. Okay? You got me? Then he would skip to Aser Tasser, and he'd read from Aser Tasser until the end of the Brachos and Klolos, until Mavad Ritzish Person Mechayra, and then he would stop. Why these parshas? Yes, will be repeated. You start from the beginning of Torah until the end of Parsha Shema, then you, which is Shema V'Hafta. Then you skip to V'Hayim Shomoah, okay? Then you skip from the end of Ayin Shavuot to Aser Tasser, and you leave from there to the end of the Brachos and Klolos. Then you stop. Now, why do you read these things? Rashi says, Kabbalos and Shammai, Kabbalos and Mitzvahs, the Brachos and Klolos, and the Kabbalah, the Bris of the Torah. And why did you ask a passer? Because it's time to give Chuma, to give Vatsunakia. And then you say a bluff afterward, after you do all the reading, so real long aliyah. And then you also add seven brachas. Can you imagine this? You'd say, Ritzei Hashem, Rabbim Acham Kutzrel, Modi Menachullah, Atapa Kartani Mikolam, Adne Kadishol Azmani. Like a davening, like Shmon Esrei.
Nobody did this, but this year.
No, you did the three brachas in the Kimadeya. Then you do the fourth, the Makadah, the Mispal, the Mikdash, that it's your name, the Sefakata, the Kosova, Rukata, Shem, Shokin, the Tio. The fifth one, you respond to Fai Sosh, Kamu Makusom, and you say Aboker Bisrael. The sixth one, you respond for the Guan, Shirtzak, Yelav, and also Kosova, Kashin, Katak, Kharani. And the seventh one, you say, Mishkan, Mispal, Fakum, Machuyok, Yelav, Oshas, Hashem, 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 Hashem. You got this? You say seven extra brachas after you do the first bracha and the second on the aliyah. So it's going to make you do nine brachas. Now, what language must this be said? Hebrew, after Lashon HaKodesh. Even though Lemaisa knows the English and Lemaisa Gayim didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they better try to listen well and try to understand it and do the best they can. Everyone's come, even the biggest Gedolim have to come in. Someone who came out here should at least have intention to Machazik himself, and Rabinovicki said, if you look in the word of Buchan, it's also a mitzvah to enjoy one's comfort. The mitzvah of simple to enjoy one's comfort. That fits very well into Hakka. And everyone comes together and enjoys it. So I want you to think this is a glimpse, but it's a beautiful halakha that says that this is the nature of the mitzvah of Hakka, and it was done once every 7 years, the Motzei Shmita. The Turi Evan says in Rosh Hashanah that the Shmita next to Yovel, they would delay it for Yovel service. That's what he says. Interesting. That'd be once every 50 years. Okay? That'd be once every 50 years. Hakak. They would read the Yovel. Hakak Kavu Shmita Shani Shnasa Yovel. That's what he wants to find. Shnasa the Shmita next to the Yovel, they would read the Yovel Hak service. Not the Shmita Hak service. Interesting. Okay, let's stop here. I want to continue now with the Kaisa Simmer we left off.